Good morning and welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Hoshea Perakei, the fifth chapter of Sefer Hoshea. This is continuing with the rebuke that Hoshea is giving to the nation of Israel, primarily the north, but also the south. And it is a very short perek, and the general focus seems to be the warning. He's giving them a warning about what is in store for the future if they carry on in their trajectory. Let us go through the perek. It is divided into four very short sections. The whole perek is only tesvav, 15 psukim long. So let's start at the beginning. The first little section runs for four psukim, aleph to dalet, which is talking about guilt. The summary of this section is that this section seems to be the introduction of the judge speaking to his litigants before the verdict is issued. So it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Israel in the dock, and he's talking to them about their sins. And in this area, it seems that the sins that he is enumerating seem to be more about the notion of ben adam lechaveroi, social sins that affect one another, and they're addressed primarily to the leaders of the congregation, as we've seen before in the previous perek. Shimuzos hakohanim, listen, the priests, they're the ones who are supposed to represent, they're supposed to rebuke, they're supposed to lead. Vakshivu beis Israel uveis hamelech ha'azinu ki lochem ha'mishpat, you're going to have judgment. So that's sort of setting up the warning. What is the warning? We move into the next section, which is about failure. That's from Pasuk Hei to Pasuk Zayin, the next three Pesukim, where he says, Va'ono ge'on Yisrael b'vonov. That what happens is that you're going to be humbled. The strength of Israel is going to falter. It's no longer going to be like the good old days. Yikoshlu ba'avonom. Koshal gam Yehuda imam, the north and the south, Ephraim and Yehuda. The northern kingdom, the southern kingdom are going to both start tripping. Now they're going to start sacrificing to Hashem. They're not going to find Hashem. Hashem's going to walk away. And why is this? And the sins who rebelled will now have strange children, and they will be eaten in the Chodesh. Their portions. What does it mean that the portion will consume them? The Metzoras points out that the time of the month of destruction, is the month of Av. That's going to be the time of where Tisha B'Av is going to be. It's a time of bad news for Israel, for the north and the south. So he says the month is coming. The time is coming. It's going to hurt you. You'll notice that in this section, the primary focus now seems to have shifted from intersocial sin to religious sin. By Ben Adam Lamakom, we're referring to Hashem, because it talks about rebelling against Hashem. So there's been a shift. When setting it up, it's a problem. It is a verdict against them socially. Now that the verdict is being issued, that they're going to falter, things are going to start turning downwards. That is referring to Ben Adam Lamakom. Now, what happens next? So the next section, and the third of the four sections of Perek, is Ches to Yud Aleph, in which Hoshea clearly enumerates a very specific warning. He says, "Tik'u ba shofar ba giva, blow the shofar in the giva, hachatzoy tzora ba rama, and blow the trumpets in Rama." Why? Because something is coming. The enemy is on the border. They're going to come and they're going to get you. Hayu sorei Yehuda kamasige gvul. The princes of Yehuda were the people who are sort of going beyond their boundary. I'm going to pour my wrath onto them. Because they left my commandments. They walked away from my commandments. What does it mean that Yehuda is breaking the border? It means to say that Yehuda learned too much from the north. Yehuda was a willing partner with the north in their Avodah Zarah. Even though Yehuda had the Beis HaMikdash, the southern kingdom, nonetheless, he is also part of it. And thus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes in the last section in Yud Beis, Tesesvav, that Hashem's Shechina is going to leave. And that's what he says. He describes it in the description of sort of rot coming to consume them, or these animals like lions coming to take over them. And at this point in time, as the cloud is rising, as the storm is being unleashed, Vayar Ephraim es Cholyoi, V'Yehuda es Mizoroi. At this point, they see their weakness. They see their disease. Vayelech Ephraim el Ashur, Vayishlach el Melech Yarev, V'hu lo yuchal dirpolahem, V'lo yigem ikem mazar. And he goes to seek healing from the king of Ashur, of Assyria, and it's too late. meaning to say that this is an immediate prophecy about the future, where they're going to seek alliances, they're going to try to make treaties with the nations around them, and it will be too late. It'll be too late. They're going to seek those alliances, and they'll be betrayed, as they will be. This is what's going to happen in the future. Meaning, they denied Hashem. Hashem says it's coming. They start faltering. That was towards this time when Hoshea is living, the times of Yeravam, Ben Yoash, and Uzziah, and slowly things peter downwards. And that's what we're seeing. And as the cloud rises, they're going to seek help. It'll be too late. That's the warning that he's giving them. And finally, he says, Eilech oshuvo el mokomi, ad asher yeshmu ubikshu ponai. I'm going to return, says Hashem, to my place until they will make themselves guilty and request my presence. Batzar lohem yeshacharuni, anuni. When they go through the pain, that's when they will call out to me. What you see from here, as Rashi points out, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them hope. I'm walking away from you because you weren't interested in the relationship. I'm waiting for you to come back to me and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want in again. We want the relationship. We want this marriage to you. We want to be your chosen nation. When that happens, that'll be the moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in fact reunite with. The Chidah adds one very fascinating point over here. He says, if you take a look very carefully at the very last word in this perek, Yeshacharunini, that you will beg for me, you will come to find me. He points out that in fact there are two nuns at the end there, and the numerical value of each nun is 50, so the total together is 100. And he points out that 100, of course, is the requirement of the brachas we make per day, that a person should be making the very least of 100 brachas, which if one does all the brachas which are a chiyuv on a daily basis, one almost makes it every single day, or one would generally cover it on a daily basis. And he points out the way to avoid hester upon him, the way to avoid difficult situations enough where one feels abandoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by saying the brachos, by proactively, preventative rather than intervention, is by preventing the bad coming, is by saying brachos and recognizing blessing enough. When we look around and we realize that Hashem is with us and that things look so good and that there's so much we have to be thankful for, sometimes it avoids us having to learn appreciation through lack. And that's what the Chidah says through the end of this parak. And he begs us that let's not wait for the moment where Hashem has to disappear in our lives for us to appreciate that he's already there. Meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.